Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the host of the Injured List podcast, Brian Scott.
Hey, everybody, this is Brian Scott, host of the Injured List podcast. Thanks for joining us. Remember, this is your go-to resource for all things related to sports injuries, whether you're looking to update your fantasy roster or you're just looking for some information about injuries that you weekend warriors may be going through right now. This is the place for you. It's a one-stop shop for all things related to sports injuries. So thanks for joining us. Now, I got a few updates in regards to the podcast. Number one, we're now part of the Blue Wire Hustle, and that is a podcast accelerator program. But the Blue Wire Group is a group that has a conglomerate of podcasts all focusing on sports. So it's a preeminent collaboration of different sports podcasts that all come together in one group, and I'm going to be doing some work with them. We've got some alternate artwork coming out. I'll be doing some collaborative efforts with some of the other podcasters, hopefully, in the near future there, and we'll be getting that stuff out to you soon. Also, I've been a guest on several other podcasts in the last few weeks, and so those episodes are going to be coming out where I do a segment talking about different sports injuries. So once that happens, I will be sure to share that information with you. In the meantime, I'm also got my own guests coming on the show. If you hadn't tuned in the last episode, I had talked with Coach Jeremy Overfelt about recruiting and how sports injuries factor into that. We also discussed a little bit about the NFL draft. And I've got Kim Brady. She's a former Division I collegiate soccer star who's going to be coming to talk to us about how injuries over the course of her soccer career shaped and molded her current business career. And so that's going to be really interesting information that you may find helpful if you're in a similar kind of boat that Kim was in when she was in college and playing athletics. So hopefully you'll tune into that as well. Now sit back. We're going to be a guest on my good buddy Abe Delgado's show, the Devil's Advocate Sports Talk, which is live every Tuesday on Facebook at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to be joining him as a guest at the end of the show. But stay tuned. We got some sports injury updates coming up after this.
This is the Injured List podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Are you interested in being a guest on the show? Or do you know someone who would make a good guest? Want Brian Scott to be on your show? If so, share the podcast with your friends or drop us a line and we will get back to you right away. Email us at theinjuredlist411@gmail.com or visit our website at www.theinjuredlist.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Now, I usually don't go off on topics outside of my area of expertise, meaning sports injuries. I usually stick to that topic as the main topic of my episodes, and I plan on doing that today as well. But I had to report on this because, or I had to at least speak on this because it's really getting under my skin. I, like a lot of sports fans out there, rely on my information from media, just like we do for everyday life events and stuff. And to see political things that happen in the media today is really disappointing. And to see some of that transfer over to the world of sports is even more disappointing. And last week or 2 weeks ago, when the NFL draft was going on, there was a story leaked or reported about Aaron Rodgers being unhappy in Green Bay, which, you know, if you're a sports fan and you follow this stuff, you probably could have surmised on your own anyway. But Adam Schefter decided to report this as basically fact that was sourced and legitimate, when in fact he went on Dan Patrick's show last week and basically said the complete opposite, that it was an unsourced story that he just decided to put out on a day that just so happened to be draft day, where he was just going off a lot of conjecture based on things he had heard throughout the offseason and during the season. And that's just really disappointing because this is someone who I follow on some of my social media pages, who I look to for breaking news when it comes to sports injuries. And so I'm going to have to second guess him now going forward forever. And in fact, I don't even know if I'm going to follow him at all anymore or really take his stories for what they're worth. So really disappointed in how that whole story got played out and how he basically confessed to basically just dropping the story without any known sources or without any firsthand knowledge of what was going on behind the scenes, between Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. So you can imagine who his sources are for sports injuries. I mean, I highly doubt that he's walking into the physician's offices and talking to the doctors who directly examine these athletes and who look at these MRIs and x-rays and CAT scans. He's probably getting it from one of the locker room attendants or the guy who comes through and sweeps the locker room at the end of the day. I mean, who knows? So I'm going to leave it at that, and I'll play the clip of him basically admitting that he dropped this story with no credible source just because. I mean, I don't even freaking know why, but I'm moving on from this. I just had to get it out there, get it off my chest, because I, like you guys, rely on a lot of these stories for entertainment purposes, to do my podcast, to provide other information to those of you out there who listen. And if I can't rely on them, who else am I going to rely on? I mean, I don't have an inside window or door into the locker room myself to be able to see what's going on. So I have to go on reports coming out of the media. And now I'm going to have to look with a grain of salt at Mr. Schefter's reports, if I even look at them at all. So let's take a listen, and then we'll be back and get into some real good information and some real legitimate topics about the world of sport and, more specifically, sports injuries. So sit back, take a listen.
Debuts each week, Adam gives his perspective on the happenings around the NFL, joined by great guest Urban Meyer, also former wide receiver Josh Gordon, the Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, the Adam Schefter podcast. Subscribe and listen. Well, it was just about a week ago, a couple hours from now, where Adam Schefter came on SportsCenter and said basically that Aaron Rodgers wanted out of Green Bay. Walk me through that. Did you get a phone call or text?
You know, Dan, the funny part about it is that I've heard people say, oh, Aaron Rodgers wanted that out before the draft. Mm-hmm. I can assure you Aaron Rodgers did not want that out before the draft. I've had people say, the Green Bay Packers planted that. It was a very pro-Packer story.
Yeah,
I can assure you the Green Bay Packers didn't plant that. When people guess at where stories come from, more often than not, they're usually wrong. And in this case, they're wrong. This was an accumulation all during the offseason of just listening to people talk and observing. And if we go back to the NFC Championship game that the Green Bay Packers lost at home, did we not hear Aaron Rodgers, after that game, talk about his level of unhappiness, if you will, uncertainty for the future? Just go back and listen to that press conference, and it sounds almost like he's saying goodbye to Green Bay. And so your antenna's up, and I'm just telling you, throughout the course of the offseason, there was rarely a week that went by where I didn't hear something about Aaron Rodgers. And on draft day, there's a report that morning from Paul Allen out in Minneapolis that the 49ers made a draft offer, which they didn't make an offer. They never made an offer. And other people are saying that the 49ers called. And I said, how long till it gets out that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay? Is it next week? Is it next when he doesn't show to the OTAs? Is it next month when he isn't? It's going to come out. What does it matter if it comes out now or next week or next month? And so.
So you chose to break the news on draft day.
That is absolutely accurate. Correct.
But it wasn't something that you got information about.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, and it was nothing that morning that came in. That okay. All of a sudden said to me, yeah, he wants out. You should report this. Like, it was going on all off season. You just keep hearing it. And there was more and more talk. And now there's starting to be Aaron Rodgers talking. I said, you know what? This isn't going to wait much longer. Let's just go. And it just happened to be draft day.
Because I wondered when you said it didn't come from Rodgers, didn't come from the Packers, and it's being characterized differently. I was wondering, okay, you're not going to tell me your source. You know, what was the motive behind
Dan,
that? Yeah.
Dan, there's not a source.
No, I know, but I know that now, but we're just finding this out right now.
You're listening to the Injured List podcast with your host, Brian Scott, your go-to resource for all sport injury-related topics. For show notes and other resources, visit theinjuredlist.com. Now, back to the show.
A All right, so some injury updates. If you remember a few weeks ago, it was actually more than that, we talked about LeBron James and his high ankle sprain, and I had discussed about high ankle sprains we talked about in the past with Saquon Barkley a few years ago, and we've seen it throughout the last couple of seasons with guys getting this type of injury. I knew he was going to be out for an extended period of time. What I did not realize was that he's going to try to come back and then take himself out of action. I figured the training or medical staff or coaching staff would have had a better handle on it and probably encouraged him to take more time off. And so he decided to do it on his own. So he took another week or two off, and reports now are saying that he's been practicing at a pretty high intensity and he should be making a comeback within the next week or so. I believe the Knicks play them Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. So apparently he may be coming back for that game or the game after. They have a back-to-back at one point this week. It may be the second game of the back-to-back, or he may play the first and not the second. We'll see. But news is that he's actually been practicing at a pretty high intensity level and feels pretty good on the ankle. So he's finally going to be back. And if you remember, I've always said these high ankle sprains can sometimes take 8 weeks or longer to kind of really fully mend. Problem is, you know, his Lakers are in trouble. AD has been basically holding them together and has played through some injuries as well this season. It's nothing serious, obviously, but they don't want to be on that play-in bubble. They don't want to be in that play-in game. So LeBron will be making a comeback here, and we'll see how he does if he's a shell of himself. Now, I think he'll be fine if he gave himself enough time and did good rehab, which we probably did. Initially, when he went down with an injury, he was like, I'll never be the same again. And that's, I don't find that to be believable, but maybe he just felt that way because it felt pretty bad at the time of the injury, which it usually does. So we'll see how he bounces back here in the next week or so. Good news on the baseball front. Thor, Noah Syndergaard for the Mets, is making his comeback soon. He's been throwing live batting practice and throwing to live hitters. So that's always a good sign coming back from Tommy John. Apparently he's had no major setbacks. He's right on schedule. I expect that he'll probably be back, if not the end of this month, probably by beginning of June, which is awesome for the Mets. Another lively arm in that rotation, and hopefully they'll keep this winning streak going that's they've developed here. And good stuff coming for the Mets if they can all stay healthy now. In some other news, on a sad note, unfortunately, ex-Hawaii quarterback Colt Brennan passed away at the age of 37. Apparently had some issues after going in the NFL draft, I think it was the sixth round, had an injury that really prevented him from advancing his career, never really played in the NFL, then got into a car accident, suffered a traumatic brain injury to some degree, I guess, and after that suffered with some pretty significant substance abuse problems, alcohol, I think, being the one, and had been in rehab in California, and apparently at the age of 37, he was found deceased. So unfortunate. He had a lively arm, set all kinds of records in college with regards to touchdown passes and yardage, and was a pretty exciting guy to watch. I remember vividly seeing him and thinking, how could this guy not be higher up in the NFL draft? But he wasn't. Maybe there was something more there. Not sure. And so unfortunate news coming out of that camp there. Update for those of you racing fans out there, and this is some pretty cool stuff. Robert Wickens, who was an IndyCar driver who had a really horrific accident back in August of 2018, which resulted in significant spinal injuries and almost left him paralyzed permanently, was recently put back in a car and is back driving using some hand controls in a special vehicle that was made for him. So awesome to see. It's amazing story of resilience and recovery. Hopefully we'll see some documentaries or E60s or 30 for 30s about it. Who knows? But remarkable recovery from a horrific racing accident. Speaking of horrific looking racing accidents, you might remember Roman Grosjean, who was in a Formula One driver who was in a horrible-looking crash not that long ago either, where the car basically burst into flames, and he somehow escaped on his own accord and was able to get to safety, did sustain some pretty significant second-degree burns in his hands and his feet, I believe. he's made a remarkable recovery as well and is actually back in a Formula One car testing. So I hear a lot of stuff sometimes about how these race car drivers are not athletes, and couldn't be further from the truth. These guys bounce back from some really horrific type of injuries, and they are athletes. I mean, these guys are physically fit. They train year round. They do a lot of things to stay physically fit when they're not behind the wheel. And it takes a solid physical frame, and you've got to be well conditioned to be able to sit in those cars for as long as they do and handle them at the speeds that they go throughout those racetracks. I mean, it's just, I've never had the privilege or honor of being in those cars, but I know, and I've treated race car drivers at the professional level over the years. And I mean, it is just unbelievable what they're able to do in those vehicles. So kudos to those two guys for making some amazing comebacks. I'll have to do a whole topic on some race car driver injuries or at some point. I'm hopefully maybe one day I can get some race car drivers on the podcast to talk to them about it, because there is a multitude of guys that have had some really, really bad stuff happen to them throughout the courses of their careers. And with all the safety and technology in these cars today, they're miraculously, a lot of them have walked away and are back in the car driving again. So I'm hopeful to get that done as part of one of my episodes. If you guys want to hear that, let me know. If you have any connections, hit me up and let me know, and I'll reach out to them and we'll try and get it done for you if you're a race fan out there. Another injury update for you, this in the world of basketball, Jaylen Brown of the Celtics. His season's over, unfortunately. He had a pretty significant ligamentous injury in his wrist, from what I understand, which is likely going to require surgery to stabilize things. Unfortunately, it's a long recovery process with a lot of rehab, and the timetable to return is usually somewhere in the neighborhood of like 6 months or so, sometimes even more, depending on what type of repair and or reconstruction they possibly have to do. So it really depends. And I'm just assuming this is an acute injury and not a chronic, because this injury is a very complex type of ligament injury involving two bones of the wrist joint, which are really important for stability of the overall wrist. And if you don't fix these and provide stability again, it can lead to a really advanced degenerative type of wrist joint known as what's called the slack wrist, which is horrific and you don't want. And that ends up probably ending careers. So hopefully he doesn't end up down that road. Hopefully he'll get this taken care of, get whatever needs to be treated, go through his rehab. They're looking at possibly getting him back for the start of next season, sometime around October, if that gives you any indication of just how significant this is. So he was having actually a career year for him, and now it all comes to an abrupt end, and he'll be out for the rest of the way, and hopefully he'll make a good recovery next year and won't have to worry about this going forward. So for you hockey fans out there, some pretty interesting news coming out of Buffalo. Their star, Jack Eichel, has been out with an injury to his cervical spine or in his neck. And from what I've read, he had some type of disc herniation, which is never good, and was recommended to have surgery. But apparently the Sabres decided that he should not have surgery. And I guess they can make that kind of call. Because he's under contract, apparently, and he's been very outspoken about how he's not happy with how the whole situation has been handled. It doesn't look like he's going to be playing in Buffalo next year. And in the meantime, sounds like he's probably just rehabbing, trying to get healthy again. But he's been out. He hasn't been playing since like early April, I think. So interesting how that all played out. I've never heard much stories about where an athlete needed something done and couldn't get it done or was told not to. This could be more contractual stuff being played out behind the scenes that we know about rather than the injury itself. It would be an awkward position for the healthcare team to be in if they're the ones recommending surgery and the organization is not letting it happen. That much I can tell you. The priority of the healthcare team, the sports medicine team, is always to look at the athlete's best interests first. Obviously, there is input and feedback from the organization and this medical staff who works directly for the organization and the athlete themselves. But I can assure you, most of these guys that work with these professional leagues and teams always put the athlete's health as a priority. I mean, you have to. It's an oath they take. So I'm not sure what's going on behind the scenes there. But very interesting story coming out of Buffalo. Not good for you Buffalo fans, you Sabre fans who are looking for Eichel to come back. Sorry, And to wrap up my injury update for this week, the Mets starting pitcher, Jacob DeGrom, probably one of, if not the best starting pitcher in baseball right now, was having some latissimus irritation or pain, which is basically that big muscle that kind of fans out in your back when you flex and act all tough. Well, it's not one of the primary muscles involved in the throwing motion, but it does contribute. And I think they're just playing it safe. They put him on the 10-day DL, likely just to prevent any further injury, because if it's hurting and there's a potential that it could throw off your mechanics, and in the baseball pitch, if your mechanics are off, that's what causes elbow and shoulder injuries, which are way more detrimental than an injury to your lat. So my guess is that they're just being cautious, given he's one of the, if not the best pitcher in baseball, and he's their ace, and he's had a remarkable start to the season, and they want to keep it going because they're playing well. They've got a 5-game winning streak. There's no sense in throwing him out there and potentially risking further injuries. So they're just going to give him some time to rest up, recover, do some therapy. I don't think he's going to be going anywhere. He'll probably stay in New York to do his rehab there at the facilities. It's a short 10-day stint. They usually do that just to make some roster moves so that they can have somebody else available rather than having him on the bench not available. So not a big deal. I think he'll be fine. We'll just have to keep an eye on, you know, how he does when he comes back. I don't think this is going to be just but a little bump in the road for him. The dude's an ace. He's getting better and better as he ages like a fine wine. So hopefully he'll keep it up. He's been a stud thus far, and I don't foresee any long-term issues with this as long as they get under control, which it sounds like they are. So now we're going to take another break, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Injured List podcast with your host, Brian Scott, your go-to resource for all sport injury-related topics. For show notes and other resources, visit theinjuredlist.com. Now, back to the show.
Next up, Brian Scott. He's joining us tonight. He has his own podcast, sports podcast, called The Injured List. Brian, how you been? How you doing? How was the last couple of weeks, and what's new?
I'm doing well, man. Last couple of weeks have been pretty crazy for me, actually. Got a lot going on.
I'm sure you do, man. You're a busy man. I don't doubt it one bit. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to go? Is there any new injury news? NBA, NHL, Knicks? What do you want to talk about?
Well, there's always news on the injury front, my friend. That's why I'm here.
Sure.
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here.
So, you know, LeBron, high ankle sprain, came back too early. Mm-hmm. We knew that was going to happen. Sure enough, he shut it down for like another week or two. Supposed to be coming back this week, I think Wednesday. So we'll see tomorrow. So we'll see how he does. Apparently, he's been practicing at a pretty high level. He's feeling pretty good. So there you go for that. Good news if you're a Mets fan. Noah Syndergaard's nearing his return. He's throwing live BP. He's had setbacks coming back from Tommy John. By all the reports I've read, he's doing really well and is on schedule. I'm anticipating him being back sometime in June. I'm not sure exactly when. Hopefully the beginning. Okay. That'd be awesome. We'll see. He's already throwing live batting practice, so we'll see. DeGrom went down with like a tweak of his latissimus muscle, which is one of the muscles here of your back.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Because we heard it was a lat, right? And then he came back and then he got pulled a little early. So yeah. You said it's a specific muscle in his back. Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, I think this is more of a precautionary thing than anything else. Originally, they said he was not going to go on the injured list, but then he ended up going on the 10-day injured list. So not a big deal. Best to just shut it down. It's not one of the muscles that's really important as far as one of the primary muscles for the throwing motion. However, it does participate in that motion. And so the theory there is probably if you let him try to pitch through it, he may change his mechanics and possibly injure or tweak something else, which is more important. So I agree. Just shut it down. Early in the season, he's been a stud. The other team, the team has picked it up now. They're 5-game winning streak. There's no reason to send him out there for, you know, to try and pitch through it. I mean, you might as well just give him some time off and let him rest it, and he'll be back. He'll be fine. I don't foresee this as any long
best pitcher in baseball. We need him. Syndergaard coming back is great news. Hopefully he can come in. Carrasco too. I think he's even closer, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard much about him, but yeah, he's been probably going to be back soon as well. So that's good.
And then do we know anything about Nimmo?
You know, I don't know. He's been having like a lot of weird injury things. Sounds like he's got a really bad hip.
He's been missing a lot of games.
Yeah, I heard a couple of a report like a couple of weeks ago that he had a injection to his hip, which is a little bit concerning. Not sure where that all stemmed from, whether he had a previous injury that he was dealing with or they found something that he's been dealing with recently. But anytime you hear about a guy having like a what sounded like a steroid injection in his hip, that's not a good sign. And there was one at bat that he took where he was like hunched over in pain and had to like be taken out of the game in the middle of an at bat. So I'm not sure what's going on with him. I haven't really heard any specifics, but it doesn't look good. But, you know, to be honest, he's a good player. I like him a lot, but the other guys have stepped up. So we'll just keep on rolling without him.
Yeah, especially later. Pilar getting time. He's playing well.
Yeah.
So, but I like Nimmo, man. We got to get him back in the lineup.
He's got a great OPS. That's the kind of guy you want at the top of the order. I mean,
throwing walks like crazy. Although McNeil at the top of the lineup has been fantastic. He got a hit in his first at bat tonight too. So, how about the McNeil Lindor fight? Huh? What'd you think about that?
Oh, you mean it wasn't over some rat versus a raccoon in the tunnel? That wasn't...
Obviously not. Ever since that, Lindor woke up. All of a sudden, he's hitting.
You know, maybe that's what he needed—a little spark.
And McNeil too. Both of them started hitting.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I like the fact that they kept it in-house. I mean, there's no reason to make a big deal out of it. It didn't seem like it was a huge deal. Maybe they just got into a little disagreement.
Hey, and I like McNeil. He's very spicy. I like that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes a team needs that, especially if they're not playing well. And at the time, they weren't playing well. So,
like it. He's very spicy. He gets mad at a lot of things. Plays with a chip on his shoulder, and that's what we need. So,
hey, if you're playing fantastic in New York, sometimes that serves you best, if you have that chip.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So now, what's new with your show? What you got going on?
Dude, so the show's blown up all of a sudden. And I've been a guest. I've been asked to be a guest. And I've been a guest on a total of about 4 shows. So I will keep you guys updated when those segments come out. I just did one Sunday. I did another one yesterday. I'm having a guest on my show this Friday. I'll be recording that. So that'll be the next episode I publish.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of blown up right now. I also got accepted into this podcast accelerator program with a company called Blue Wire. And if you're familiar with sports podcasts, Blue Wire is like a sports podcasting platform where they bring together a bunch of different podcasts from various social media, various sports, various people who produce and make and create these podcasts or journalists, fans, commentators, former athletes. So I've been accepted into their accelerator program, which is called the Blue Wire Hustle. And so as a result of that, they're actually creating some alternative podcast art for me. And I'll be able to collaborate and work with some of the other podcasters. So I foresee some more guest spots and maybe having more guests on my show working with those other podcasts in that Blue Wire group. So if you haven't ever checked it out, I definitely recommend it. It's called Blue Wire BlueWirePods.com, and you can check out some of their podcasts that they have listed on the website. It's pretty sweet. They cover basically anything and everything that has to do with sports, and they've had some pretty highly rated shows on Apple, you know, the podcast on iTunes. So I'm excited about that, and I'm looking forward to getting started. Just waiting to get fully onboarded. I'm waiting for my artwork to come through, but yeah, that's been a pretty big development too, which I'm kind of psyched about.
So, congratulations, man. That's fantastic. Nice. Yeah, I got to get something on the calendar, man. I got to go on your show, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to get that done. We got to get that done.
Yeah, I mean, I welcome everybody too, man. It's all about getting the right information, making sure it's accurate.
Absolutely. And... well, check it out, guys.
Speaking of which,
go ahead.
Well, you know, so I did a little rant at the beginning of my next episode, which I'm publishing tomorrow. And if you want to hear the whole rant, then I suggest you go to my website, www.theinjuredlist.com, or just find my podcast on your podcast server of choice and take a listen. You know, one of the ways I get my information is through the media. And this whole Aaron Rodgers thing was ridiculous because Adam Schefter was the one who basically dropped this story on draft day. And went on Dan Patrick's show like a few days later and basically was like, it was not sourced. He didn't get a phone call or had a source that provided him this information. It was something that he just put out there based on observations and hearsay that he was had experienced throughout the offseason so far, which is utterly ridiculous. And that's, you know, it may be true, a lot of what he said, but I think any one of us could have deduced that from the fact that, you know, Aaron Rodgers has been known to be unhappy with some of their draft picks the last couple of years. They haven't really helped them offensively, bringing in another top player and all this other stuff. So we know he's not been happy in Green Bay. I mean, I don't think if you're following any sport or any, at least even a little bit of football, you'll know that. So the fact that he dropped that on draft day, I think was kind of BS and a little bit pompous on his end. And I just wasn't happy about it because those are the kind of guys that I'm relying to, you know, provide accurate information for me to be able to assess some of these sports injuries and stuff. And I might have to, I think I'm going to unfollow him on my social media stuff.
Adam Schefter?
Yeah.
Guy's been around forever. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, that's part of the reason that I came up with this show, right? We can't always trust these media personalities. Like you said, you know, you got guys that have no medical background reporting medical injuries and telling you when they anticipate guys coming back and talking about the injuries and stuff. So, yeah, it's crazy. But I don't know. I don't know about you. I don't have any basis around it either. But man, to me, it's just Aaron Rodgers is just cocky, right? I mean, listen, he's a great talent. He's awesome. He's a Hall of Famer. But I think people put him too much on a pedestal because, long story short, the guy's only won one championship in his whole career. He's only been to one Super Bowl, I believe. I don't know. I'm sure the fact checkers will check me on that one. But I just don't see him as, like, the next best thing to Tom Brady. I just don't. I don't think he should have – I don't think anybody should have that kind of pull with the team and to be able to leave them hanging like this. Like, he's literally got Green Bay in limbo right now. You know, this is a guy that doesn't even talk to his family anymore. And I'm not going to get the family issues, but – obviously, there's something going on with him where, he's got an ego. And that's just the way it seems from what we see in the media. So,
I mean, that may be true. I mean, he certainly has dabbled a little bit in Hollywood and with some of the celebs and some of the elites, you know, in this country. You got to wonder sometimes when you see these guys doing those kind of things on the outside, outside their sport, whether or not, you know, where their head's at and what their motivations are and everything. So confidence is one thing. Arrogance and cockiness is another. You definitely want a quarterback that's confident and knows that he belongs and can prove that. But, you know, it's a fine line you walk when you start becoming arrogant or cocky. So we'll see how it plays out. You know, luckily for Green Bay, they seem to have a string of phenomenal quarterbacks that always seem to find their way there despite Lambeau Field. And they have a huge fan base, a very supportive fan base. It's by all means, everybody who plays there seems to like it. So maybe Jordan Love is the next guy, and maybe he's going to get a shot sooner rather than later.
Well, and that's the thing is that, you know, Aaron Rodgers was in this kid's shoes not too long ago, right, with Brett Favre. I mean, he came in, he sat 2 years behind Brett Favre, and then we all knew what happened with Brett Favre. I mean, he went on to play for some other teams, and that, I guess that's what's got to happen at this point. You know what? At this point, let him go. Say, see you later. Find another team, and we're going to go with the young kid, and we're going to see what we can do. So, guys, you're watching Devil's Advocate Sports Talk, where fans are heard. You guys can be a part of the show. Please let me know if you want to come on live. Please hit that share button if you're watching. That means you. And go to the site, Devil's Advocate Sports Talk. Host to the show. We're talking to Brian Scott. He's got his own podcast, obviously, The Injured List, which I'm coming on soon, so I'll let you guys know when that's going to happen. Brian, real quick, I got 2 minutes left. What else you got before I let you go?
So my last show, if you haven't listened, I had a friend and colleague who used to be a Division I and Division II head football coach and had a lot of great, valuable information about recruiting, that whole process and how that works, and things that as a head coach, he and his staff used to look for when trying to recruit athletes. More specific to my podcast, they talked about how they evaluated players that were coming off injuries and stuff in high school, and how they helped players who may have dealt with injuries in college that were looking to go on to the professional level. So he provided some really cool background information. A lot of it I didn't even realize how involved it was, that whole process. So I encourage you to check it out if you have any interest in that aspect of sports, recruiting and drafting, and how injuries kind of play into all that and the process that's involved. His name is Jeremy Overfelt. Coach O, he goes by, and he was pretty successful in a small college just outside D.C. Coached a lot of players that are either former NFL players or currently in the NFL. So he has a lot of good knowledge to share. It was kind of a cool episode. He provided a lot of cool insight.
Yeah, man. So. That's awesome. Well, listen, also, I was watching The Young Rock, right? I don't know if you've seen The Young Rock, but it's interesting to see that, like, Coach Ogeron, speaking of Coach O, was The Rock's coach in Miami back in the day, which I had no idea. So that was pretty cool, obviously. The guy's the LSU coach now, so that's awesome. So, Brian, I got to let you go. I got a long list of people waiting. Go ahead, finish that thought.
I was just going to say, the sports world, dude, when you're at that level, when you're up in the big-time college or professional, it's a small circle. Guys just kind of bounce around from place to place, but it's a small circle of people. It takes a lot to get in that circle, but once you're in, you're in. And you'll see a lot of similar names or people who've had whose paths have crossed throughout the years.
Yeah, it's really cool just seeing like all the different people. He played with Warren Sapp, and he played with Ray Lewis and all these guys. It's unbelievable. So it just reminds you watching the show. But Brian, I'm going to let you go.
All right, man.
Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you soon, bud, huh?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, how are we going? Guys, you're watching Devil's Advocate Sports Talk. That was Brian Scott. He's got his own podcast. Definitely check it out.
This is the Injured List Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Are you interested in being a guest on the show? Or do you know someone who would make a good guest? Want Brian Scott to be on your show? If so, share the podcast with your friends or drop us a line and we will get back to you right away. Email us at theinjuredlist411@gmail.com or visit our website at www.theinjuredlist.com.